Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with the breakdown.
Somebody else to talk.
It's The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. There is no Joel, but...
there is a John.
There's a John and a Steve.
And Joel's gone to a gig in Liverpool, and there's only one person playing Liverpool this weekend. Richard Hawley.
Yeah, Richard Hawley.
Yeah.
Taylor who?
Never heard of her.
We kicked off this week's show with a new track from Nila Fayanya. That is the second preview of her new album. Excuse me. A Method Actor is the name of the album. That track is called Method Actor. That's, kind of the title track?
What they
not
call
quite.
The title track. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, pseudo title track.
Yeah, pseudo. Yeah, and we got a lot of stuff on the show this afternoon, as usual. Loads of albums out. Not quite as many as last week, so I think we should fit all, tick all the boxes, cover all the albums that are out this week. We're hearing tracks from Cola. This is Lorelei, Isabel Campbell, Decemberists also had an album out. Who else had an album out, Joel? Johnny, remember I missed there? I think they called you Joel then.
You did. Bored at My Grandma's House.
Is that an album this week?
I didn't know that was an album. This week, yes.
There'll be something from that.
What else have I got? Wishy, Jonah's Policewoman.
These aren't albums, though, are they?
These aren't albums, no. They're just tracks I have. So, sorry.
We'll get this, all right.
I feel like I've let you down.
No, I've got plenty of those as well.
That's good.
But I should say the album of the week is from Walt Disco. Two tracks from The Warping coming up between now and 5 o'clock, isn't it?
I feel like you're distracted because the football's on as well.
I've got the football in. There's a little window on the screen here. And I'm not normally sat this side of the desk.
You're not.
No. But anyway, we're going to play a track that I failed to get into last week's show because we had so much to fit in. First new artist of the afternoon. A band called She's In Parties. They're from Essex. They're a four-piece. Released an EP a year or so ago. Announced their second one this week called Puppet Show. Is that the same? Yes, it is. It's the title track that I've got. Puppet Show. And we'll follow this with two tracks from last week. So it was Double Album of the Week last week.
It
did
was.
You listen?
I did, yes.
A track from Perennial and a track from Charlie XCX.
I didn't listen live. I listened to the podcast.
That's what all the
hipsters all the cool
do.
Kids do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. She's In Parties. Puppet Show.
Smile.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lantons on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Sometimes. Wasn't insecure to when I didn't overanalyze my face shape. Nowadays I only eat at the good restaurants, but honestly I'm always thinking about my weight. I used to never feel embarrassed when I call out the paparazzi. Everyone else does it constantly. I hate these doubts that keep running through my mind. Sometimes I really think it would be cool to rewind. CDs full of songs I didn't know. Used to sit in my bedroom putting polish on my toes. Recently I've been thinking about a way simpler time. Sometimes I really think it would be cool to rewind. I used to never think about Billboard, but now I've started thinking again, wondering about whether I think I deserve commercial success. It's running through my mind. Sometimes I really think it would be cool to rewind. Sometimes I just wanna rewind. Sometimes I just wanna rewind.
From the number 2 UK album this week, Charlie XCX, Brat, that was Rewind. And as you said to me during that track, John, she's released another version of that album this week.
She
Brat,
has.
And it's the same, but there's 3 more songs, so it's not. I was going to play one of those 3 more songs, but I already had Rewind on my list.
Yeah, I really like that title.
Great title.
More people should do that.
Be honest, yes. Tambourine on Snare from Perennial before that. That was the other album of the week last week. But there were 2. Just one this week. And it's Walt Disco. I'm pretty sure we've played them on the show before, but not much. I know me and Jill saw them last year supporting... Who did they support? My memory's terrible. They supported somebody at the Foundry last year.
Oh.
And they were dead good. I kind of like, imagine the meeting point between Wolf Parade and Dogs Die in Hot Cars.
That sounds a pretty good meeting point.
Well, they're Scottish, and the singer's voice does sound a bit like the guy from Dogs Die in Hot Cars, but a slightly more baroque version of that. Mm. So two tracks on the show this afternoon from the album The Warping. First one is called The Captain. Goth, glam, queer, post-punk, pop.
With a bit of orchestral thrown in.
Yes. Well, really disco.
I thought that was excellent.
And it is the first play for them on the Breakdown.
It is.
I was wrong. And it was Nation of Language that they supported at the Foundry last year. The Warping is the album, and there'll be another track from that in the second hour. Now, it's time you got your first
selection. Yeah, I've not played a track yet, have I?
Well, Nilifiani was a joint one, but...
Yeah, that's true. Wishy. We played Wishy back in December, where myself, Pete, and Joel did a treble header breakdown.
You did.
And they have a debut album coming out, which is out on 16th of August. And it's... this is the title track. And it's called 777 in a kind of... Ode to the Breakdown's regular feature, which is coming up in about 7 minutes.
Can you let them know it's called actor called Treble Seven, not Triple?
That's true, yeah. Oh, well.
It's close enough.
It reminds me a bit of The Sundays with a bit of Julianne Hatfield thrown in.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing, I think.
It yes. is. We'll double this with something, and then it'll probably be time for one of our treble sevens.
It will be.
Who's going to go first?
Better toss a coin or something.
We'd better do that. This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Suburban boredom, summoned second magpie for a small dopamine hit. You wait and watch your own self die, not final act, but in real time you are the sight and seeing your reflection of it. Grind my bones into the finest snow, lay me a melt in the cracked sun. restored to earth, afforded a second birth, dine on my rotten fruit for years to come. Line engaged, cradle the grave, you occupy liminal space, a recipe for disaster, a table made for two. A mouth agape, arms open wide, not to receive but crucified, the wind whistle, the tune I stole and sang for you. Grind my bones into the finest snow, lay me and melt me in a cracked sun. Restored to earth, afforded a second birth, dine on my rotten fruit for years to come. $1 million and I am avarice. You know how I hunger for it. I couldn't draw a dime in 50 states. Non-arrival to your party. I did 5 halves for my birthday. Bitter lager, guinea cider, lemonade to chase. Grab my bones into the finest snow. Lay me and melt me in a crack of sun. Restore to earth, afforded a second birth. Dying on my rotten fruit for years and years to come. Stars to wish upon when times are hard. An asterisk against your name.
Off more abruptly than I was thinking.
Very sudden.
Yeah. All Hell is the first album from Los Campesinos in 7 years, and it's coming out on the 19th of July. That was the third single that they released in advance of that album. 0898 Heartache. 0898, that's like aging them, isn't it, a lot? Don't use 0898 numbers anymore.
Nobody does, no.
Yeah, so yeah, they're July, that album, is that what they're getting on a bit? We all are. It's time for your... I know, what... I've got to say, sorry, we've had a complaint from a... Not a complaint. He was asking... Matt's listening live.
Is he? Hi, Matt.
Wanted to know what the track before that was that we played. Come on, you've written it down. It was 777, John.
It was Wishy. Wishy is the name of the band. Sounded like the Sundays.
Yeah, we did sell this before, Matt. If you pay attention...
He has to listen, doesn't he? Yeah. Unless he just tuned in halfway through.
No, he's been here since the start.
Fair enough.
It's been there before the start. It was complaining about the music that was playing out before the breakdown started today.
That was Gene. That was really good.
Oh, no, not before that. Richard Hawley as well. Anyway. It's time for your Treble 7. You've got 5 seconds now. We don't care about those rules.
Joel's not here. Do you remember a band called Johnny Foreigner?
Of course I do.
They've been
fronted by the sweatiest man in music.
Indeed. Yes. Did you see him at the Harley?
I've seen them a few times. Yeah.
They've been away a very long time, but they're suddenly back. They announced a new album this week that they're going to release in September called How to Be Hopeful. And they also released what is technically a 9-track EP called The Sky and Sea Were Part of Me or I Was Part of Them. But some tracks are like 30 seconds long, so I don't think it really counts as an album. But it's quite intriguing. It makes me look forward to the album. But our first track on the Treble 7 is Johnny Foreigner, and I will follow that with two other short tracks, which I'll tell you about when we come back.
You are such a tease.
I know.
I can't find my mouse. Cursor. I can't play this, John. Phil, oh, well. Give us a bit more information about the other tracks.
Oh, well, one is
Okay. No, go on. One's a debut.
One's a debut play.
Okay.
And the other is a Maccabees spin-off. There we go.
Yeah. This is Johnny Foreigner first.
There's a gap in the gatefold sleeve where they hide those dreams so they can't be seen. They're alive in the in-between and the world downstream. There's a rope that we pray for.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
This is where the couch potatoes, bathing in the light of their TVs. I can make a list of what I think feels good to cover their malaise and make them sleep. I'm so I'm
today's treble seven, which clocked in, if you wish to know, at six.
It's two treble sevens. It's not today's treble seven.
Sorry, yeah.
It's your treble seven.
Today's first treble seven. There we go. Clocks in at 6 minutes 26, I think it was.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
First, you heard Johnny Foreigner, All of the Colours, who are back after a long break. Then we heard, excuse me, Hannah Mohan with Soaked. Hannah is the former lead singer of And the Kids, who we have played, but we've never played her as a solo artist, so counts as a debut.
Tick.
And she is currently preparing a debut solo album, which she, and that song was described as an anti-folk cafe song. But the album's called Time is a Walnut, out on July the 12th. And then you just heard 86 TVs with Someone Else's Dream. They are the band who formed when the Maccabees split, consisting of Hugo and Felix White from the Maccabees, plus their brother Will and the former Noisettes drummer Jamie Morrison. They have an album out on the 2nd of August, and they are playing Sheffield on the 23rd of November at Sydney Matilda.
That is a very thorough summing up of your trouble.
I like to bring notes. I always bring notes.
Yeah. I wing it. Which is why you sound more professional.
They're
playing Sydney Matilda, you said?
They are. 23rd of September. November, sorry. Yes.
November. Yes, I've seen them. I saw them at Dr. Dot last year in Nottingham. That was one of their early gigs. I don't think they've been a thing for years, have they?
Yeah, no.
They're not played live that much. No. They have. Don't know. Anyway, when do you say the album's out?
2nd of August.
Testing you there.
Self-titled.
Talking of albums, quiz time. How many albums have the Decemberists released?
I'm going to say 10.
You're very close. Ooh. This is the 9th. I thought they'd have done more than that. Yeah, Castaways and Cutouts was 2002, so I've been around for quite a long time. But As It Ever Was, So It Will Be Again, came out yesterday. From that album, we are going to play a track called Born to the Morning, and you are going to follow it with something equally as good.
I certainly am. Do you want to know? Or should we wait?
If you've decided, you can tell me now.
I've decided it's going to be another debut play, and it's going to be Bored at My Grandma's House, which is a name that is destined to be played on the breakdown, just on the
from
strength of an
another album that came out yesterday.
Indeed.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
My grandma's house and moving slow
indeed. She is Amber Strawbridge. Released her
debut. Say strawberry then.
no, just a Strawbridge. And she released the debut album Show and Tell yesterday. I'll be honest, I just like the name, and I thought, and it happens that she's actually very good as well. But she's based in Leeds, has a homecoming gig at Where Else the Broodnell in September. And, debut album out yesterday. And before that, we heard The Decemberists.
We did hear The Decemberists. Born to the Morning from their new album, As It Ever Was, So It Will Be Again.
Definitely their ninth album.
Definitely their ninth album. Double no albums or one album.
No matter what feedback.
Live albums don't count. Studio albums is what we're talking about. Another double now. Girl K has been played twice on The Breakdown before, both in 2021. I remember the track... Girl K is for the people very well. and this track is called The Well. It's from an album that's been announced this week, called My Future, coming out August the 16th. So Girl K and John is going to follow it with Maxeal. Is that a new artist to the show?
I believe it is. Yes, it is. Yes.
And a track called Four Legs. This is Girl K, though.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
What and who's important? Should I sleep for the sun?
That was Max Seal, debut play on The Breakdown, and they are from Long Island. They're, well, jangly indie pop, I guess you could call them.
They're a little bit of an emo whine.
Yeah.
No, that's a bad thing.
No, no. They had a debut album out in 2019 called Super Enthusiast. That will be followed up in July with an album called Permanent Repeat. That was the second track to be released from it, which came out this week.
Girl K before that, and The Well from a forthcoming album out in August. We've got awkward amount of time left.
There's 6 minutes to the hour.
Yeah, I was gonna play.
Could play one of those 40-second tracks from Johnny Foreigner.
We might squeeze one of those in. Let me just have a look at your list again, because you've got. I'll tell you what.
We should have done this off air, really, shouldn't we?
No, we should do it on air because that's what we do. Oh, that GFO one's too big now, isn't it? Yeah. What we want is that divorce track that you were going to play a few minutes ago.
Yes,
we could go up to the ads with that. Tell me about, have you got your notes ready?
I have got my notes ready about Divorce. Do you know, the first time we played Divorce, this isn't their debut play, we played them back in 2022.
Yeah.
And Nat Johnson brought them in.
She didn't bring them in?
Well, she didn't bring the band in, no. I think she brought the track in.
I think she did. You've got 5 seconds, John.
Oh, okay. they played Get Together last year, and this week they're announcing they're returning to Sheffield in October to play Yellow Arch. There is no word of an album as yet, but I'm sure there's one on the way.
This is called My Room, back after the break.
Look at the stars, babe. There's nothing worth a visit past Mars, babe. We do our best to plan, but a carriage off its tracks comes down hard, babe. There's nothing like the limit to your love, but hey, I'll meet you in my dreams. And even then we're vacant, I see sun come through the trees. Is it coming out? If you don't want to see my room, and you can't sleep.